I'm Karen Chase, ABC.
Oh, that food nothing.
You know, time. Giving himself a wedgie.
That's Brad Pitt and Lee Rogers and Officer Vic. And who wouldn't? I mean, really.
I wanted to know who was imitating us, that's all.
It was Brad Pitt.
Things are slow on a movie set. I'm sure we've all been on one of those.
And, you know, why are they sharing that information with us on a
newscast? That's the top of the news.
All right, here's what's going on. You've all been hearing about it. It's the big Southern California fire, a wildfire that has killed four firefighters and burned 24,000 acres. It has been deliberately set, and 700 people have been evacuated. So I'm just going to give you a headline on that because so many others are talking about it this
morning. What's the appropriate retribution? I say to catch the person, tie him to a post and burn them, set them on fire, let them know what it feels like.
Hog time first, that would be good.
Yeah.
Campaign finance reports.
I'm a compassionate conservative.
So am I, so I agree with you. Campaign finance reports show that Governor Schwarzenegger raised $7 million for his reelection campaign in the first 3 weeks of October, but half of that money came out of his own pocket. Schwarzenegger's Democratic opponent, State Treasurer Phil Angelides, Mr. Charisma, took in $2.3 million in the same period. Schwarzenegger gave $3.5 million to his reelection committee in October on the 18th. You know, that's a misnomer. He didn't give his reelection committee $3.5 million of his own money. He loaned it. Schwarzenegger is a very savvy guy. He loans his campaign that money so that he gets paid back later.
I wonder if he's hit up Steve Wesley for a contribution.
I don't know. I suspect.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Wow, it was a wild rock and roll night in Fresno, California last night. Cindy Sheehan was out making a speech to a local group, you know, her usual Bush Lied, People Died speech. Yes. But it was outside that one of Cindy Sheehan's groupies made what was caught on tape an absolutely outrageous, outrageous event. There was a counter-protest to Sheehan. The protest warriors, remember our friends Kafir and Alan, who founded that organization? Well, they brought some Gold Star family members who don't agree with Cindy Sheehan. They had a counter-demonstration outside of her hoo-ha. And, you know, they had their American flags and "You Don't Speak for Me, Cindy" signs. And one of her groupies comes up to a Gold Star mother, a woman who lost her son in Iraq, and said, "Did you lose a son in Iraq?" The mother said, "Yes." The groupie said, "Do you know how many women he raped and how many children he murdered before he died?" Yes. It is so reprehensible, it is beyond comment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the kind of thing. I'm sorry. Exception to laws. Whoever did that should have been stomped to death right there. Just stomp their bleeping guts out.
I'm telling you. There is video of this available and audio as well, and I've got a track. I had it emailed to me, and I forgot to forward it to my office this morning. I'm going to get that.
So we're going to find out who that person was.
Yeah, and we're going to play and show the rest of America what kind of bleeping idiots are out there in this world who deserve nothing but our contempt. And, of course, Cindy Sheehan doesn't even condemn that kind of speech. She just wants her rights, free speech rights, protected. It's just unbelievable. All right, Officer... I want to make real quick... mention that I will be at the Costco in Vacaville tomorrow from noon to 2. For
pumping gas?
No. I'll be signing books, American Ring, along with my co-author, Catherine Moy. So get on out there, people. Get on out there. All right, OB now, taking a look at...